Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. Just ahead, natural history takes flight with an antique egg collection. But first, this cool fix for a hot planet from Emily Guerin.
It takes a lot of energy to keep a prison running 24/7. Annual electricity bills in the millions have government officials looking for ways to cut costs. Now, some are turning to wind as a solution. Prisons are often sited in remote locations. Those windy islands or hilltops are well-suited for turbines, avoiding the not-in-my-backyard opposition that bogs down other wind projects. In 2005, the federal prison in Victorville, California, became the country's first to use wind energy. A single turbine provides all the electricity for one of the site's four prison complexes and 15% for another. Now, Texas, Virginia, and Massachusetts are considering powering their jails with wind and selling excess electricity back to the grid. The Navy also began to harness the wind 5 years ago at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Before installing four turbines, Guantanamo spent more than $30,000 a day on diesel fuel to run generators. Today, the wind farm provides up to 12% of the base's electricity. It seems that at a military base or a prison, the answer to reducing energy bills could be blowing in the wind. That's this week's cool fix for a hot planet. I'm Emily Guerin.
And if you have a cool fix for a hot planet, we'd like to know it. If we use your idea on the air, we'll send you a sleek electric blue Living on Earth tire gauge. Call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or you can email coolfix, that's one word, coolfix@loe.org.